Supreme Court candidates can already opt for public financing, but because there's so little money available, it's an option that's rarely used anymore. Instead, candidates have raised millions in the past few elections, and outside interest groups have spent even more, blanketing the state with 30-second TV ads. The plan that cleared the legislature's budget committee would let candidates largely avoid fundraising after they get a certain number of small donations to qualify. Candidates who are targeted by outside interest groups would qualify for even more money, up to as much as $2.8 million between the general election and the primary. Democratic Joint Finance Committee co-chair Mark Pocan says that will encourage interest groups to stay out of these races.
Their money, dollar for dollar, will work against them by having the matching grants in this. It's a disincentive for the special interest to try to get involved. This is a bill that will put true fairness back into our Supreme Court elections.
But Republicans voted against the plan. River Hills Senator Alberta Darling says the state has a lot of needs right now, but no way to pay for them.
You know we don't have the money. So I think it's irresponsible for us to start creating new programs, even if they might have some merit at this point, to start the debate. It's irresponsible to start a program for which we don't have the money.
A legislative fiscal bureau estimated this plan could cost the state $3.5 million per election cycle. It's what's known as sum sufficient, meaning the money will be there for candidates as long as they qualify. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.